let's see here.
So what homework number is this? Does anyone remember? Somebody bring their book. Hillary got stuck so many times yesterday, she wasn't sure she was going to come. Not here. Thanks, Alex. Okay, we need one. Yeah. The odds or something are in the back, aren't they? Or are they? Once every five.
Yeah. And it's not really a consistent number. Do you ever know what to do? No. I don't have that many brief
Alex. Okay. Guess I should hand these guys back. I threw out the last problem because I gave you a bad hand on it. I don't know what I was thinking when I did the hand. I think I was thinking there was like two strings of diodes, actually, you know, diode and transistor in parallel, but there was actually the load resistor on there. So, you know, sometimes you can't tell what to do. So let's see, Travis, Alex. Oh, this has got to be Hillary. It's so small here. Savard, Daniel, back in the back here. Whoever isn't here, of course. The other Daniel isn't here. Carlos is up here. Austin, right here. Greg, he's not here, but Dane is here. And I'm back to Hillary again. In general, the results on the exam were pretty decent. Actually, the average was like about 72, but I had three people with 100%. So that tells you there were some other people that were down on the other end of things. It's kind of a, either you got it or you didn't, I guess. I don't know. So, some of you guys, if you didn't do well on the exam, I need to probably talk with you. Oh, here's Daniel. Somewhere here. There we go. So, anyway. Today we want to look at MOSFETs. MOSFETs are the most commonly used transistor these days. They're just an absolutely wonderful transistor. And I would actually probably have a whole bunch of them in the lab, but they're static sensitive, which means that you can easily blow a hole between the gate and the channel and right through the oxide. And I'll show you what that is in a minute here. And so a lot of today's devices use MOSFETs, you know, CPUs, all digital kind of stuff, pretty much is all MOSFETs these days. And also high power devices are used MOSFETs as switches. they're just really handy, and they're you know, definitely a tool you want to stick in your toolbox. So let me draw you a picture of a MOSFET. And there's actually two types of MOSFETs. There's depletion and enhancement mode. And I'm going to start out with depletion mode, okay? Enhancement mode are probably more common these days, but depletion mode are the next step in understanding how things work, okay? Don't want to take two steps at once. So I'm going to make an N-channel device. Okay, so here we have a kind of a drawing of one of these devices. They start out with a PE substrate. That's the material they're going to make the device on. And you know, they have a PE substrate, and then they dope the two ends of the device kind of heavily. That's to make a contact. Actually, a metal semiconductor contact is a little bit tricky to make. It turns out when you put a metal right up against the semiconductor, it acts kind of like a diode. You get a thing called a Schottky diode. And you guys will probably make some of those in physical electronics. And so in order to get around this problem, to make it act less like a Schottky diode here, they dope this heavily, okay? And one of the tricky things, and if you're a semiconductor guy, semiconductor physics guy, you're going to be probably dealing sometime with getting good contacts to the semiconductor. And often what they do is they dope it heavily to get those good contacts. So you dope it heavily here to get good contacts, and then you have a little channel, not very thick, that goes from this drain contact down to the source contact, or you know, back and forth there. And you can kind of notice that this thing looks pretty symmetrical. And in some actual MOSFETs, it really is symmetrical, and you can swap the drain and the source, it'll work just equally well either way, okay? Which is a kind of a handy thing. The source on an N-channel device, just like with the JFET, will go to the negative terminal. Most negative, or not the most negative, but to you know, the negative. This is negative and that's positive. So the current, actually, the electron current is going up, and the actual current, you know, that we call current, going down. Okay. And So what happens is there's this channel that goes down the middle here. And, you know, you can hook up this drain to a positive part of the battery and the source to a negative part, and you'll have current will go down through there. And then this gate is kind of plays the same role as the gate on the JFET. If we put a negative voltage on the gate, what's it going to do? Well, it's kind of going to scare all these electrons right away from that oxide surface. That oxide is an insulator. Silicon dioxide is a very good insulator. And it's a very, very thin layer of silicon dioxide on there. And so they have this very thin layer of silicon dioxide. And if you spread out a whole bunch of electrons over the gate plate there, the gate, then it will, those electrons will repel the electrons in the channel. And so you'll end up with, if you put a lot of negative voltage there, you can actually deplete the whole channel of electrons, scare them all away. And, they just don't like to be there because it's so uphill for them because of all the negative charges over here. They're just, electric field is just, makes it so they don't want to be there. And that makes it into a depletion region if you scare them all away. A depletion region kind of just like the JFET, where there's no conductors, right? And you're not going to get conduction between the N plus and the P because that's, a reverse bias diode. Because normally we'll put this to the lowest voltage in the circuit. The bulk of the P goes down to the bottom. Or at least to a lower voltage than anywhere along the channel. Okay? And so we have this thing where basically the IV characteristic looks kind of similar to the JFET. If we look at VDS here, by the way, I guess I could draw you a picture of how the schematic of this thing goes. Here's the gate. That kind of makes sense. It looks like this picture here. And then here's the channel, okay? And you can kind of see a little space in between representing the insulator. And then we have, the drain comes up here. And down here is the source. And then there's the bulk right here, and this is an N channel, and there's a PN junction here, and you can see the PN junction because whenever we have a PN junction in our schematic, we put a little arrow there from P to N. Okay? So this is the schematic symbol for this thing. And if we were to hook this up to a voltage here. There's VGS. And we hook this guy up to a voltage here. I'll just put it kind of like this here. I guess this is VDS. Then there'll be a current which is going to go down here, which is going to be ID. And often I should say, I said this bulk goes to the most negative thing in the circuit. Often they will, just connect it. I don't know what happened to our red one. I guess it's somebody grabbed it. Man, that's too bad. I brought colored markers down here and left them here, and everybody else has stolen them. I guess I have to haul my markers around, too. Oh, well, I can't quite write it in red, but they sometimes connect this thing right here to there. This is often.
What is that?
Well, because the source is going to be lower than the drain, right? And if you connect that bulk to the bottom one right down here, well, that it's going to be at the potential of the source or higher. And so what that does is that makes the depletion region, it'll make the depletion region kind of like this, a triangular shape like this, This is the depletion region if you So it would go down to nothing down here, but there'd be a lot of depletion up there. That's the same kind of thing we saw in the JFET, you know, where it was pinched off really hard at the top, right? And at the bottom, it wasn't pinched off at all, right? Does that make sense? So that's kind of what people often do is put a little wire in there for that one. Actually, a lot of transistors, that wire is built in, and all you have is three terminals, this one, and that one, okay? But, this is a separate connection, and you don't have to do that. And there are a lot of other devices where people make, they like the symmetry of this whole thing, and they put this bulk to like minus 15 volts or something, you know, the most negative power in your whole circuit, instead of, just to the source. And what we're going to do is we're going to let VGS be less than zero. So if I make it small enough, it will take and it will pinch off the whole thing here. So right along here, this bottom line would be VGS less than or equal to V pinch off, which is less than zero. Okay, it's the amount of voltage you have to put on the gate to source here to pinch off the channel down here at the bottom. Okay, so there's no current carriers, no electrons down there. Then as we raise VGS, over here, it kind of does the same thing as it did before and, gives you these, that's before the whole channel is pinched off. VDS is small in that case. And you haven't really got a depletion region here, but you're making the resistor, the channel area smaller by making part of it depleted, not the whole thing. It's not all pinched off. It's just partly pinched off. And so it's like a voltage variable resistor. In other words, as I increase VGS here, I can make the resistance higher. Okay. As I make VGS more negative, I get the resistance higher. So this is like really high down here, and not quite so high over here. But then as I increase VDS here, as VDS is going to be positive, as I make VDS more positive, what happens is then it makes a depletion region all the way across because V drain to gate will be bigger than V gate to source. And once V drain to gate gets to the pinch off voltage, then you're going to have a pinched off thing. And let's just look at this. V drain to gate equals V drain to source minus V gate to source. And if V gate to drain, was negative, right? If V gate to drain gets more a negative enough, it'll pinch off. When V gate to drain, which is minus V gate to drain, equals minus V drain to gate, minus V drain to gate. If V gate to drain is greater than or equal to V pinch off, then we are in the beyond pinch off region, just like with the JFET, right? And when that happens, these things, they come up and they level off, right? And these would be different curves for different VGSs. This will be VGS equals maybe minus 1 volt, and this would be VGS equals 0 volts. And you can actually have VGS greater than that. That would go way up above, and I'd have to write on there. So I'm just going to write VGS equals 1 volt, okay? You could make VGS positive. And if you make VGS positive, what it does is it takes this channel that's there already And it makes it bigger because it will attract any minority carriers that are over in the P region. It will be a very attractive force for them, and they will come, over to right next to the oxide and make it even more conductive. Okay. And actually, when that kind of thing happens, we go from what's known as depletion mode to enhancement mode. Okay. Where we're actually now enhancing the channel, okay? And this, we could write enhancement mode. And that's an advantage over JFETs. JFETs, you can't ever make VGS positive without messing up the whole operation of the device, right? Because then you're gonna have all kinds of gate current, and that's not what you want, right? It just becomes a forward bias diode. And similarly to the way that was before, you remember we wrote that ID in triode region, ID was equal to some K times, what was it? It was VGS minus VP times VDS. Minus 2 VDS squared or something. Something like that. Is that right? Or was that, did I have a half over here? I mean, it was 2. I guess it was, I think it was 2 over here. So I left it back here. I could have changed the 2 out here, sync. Oh, I think I know what it was. It was like this. That's what it was. Because this term has to be twice as big as that one, I think. Yeah, maybe I should hear what. I guess we got it sitting right here. Okay, class notes. This was right here somewhere, right?
Yeah,
that's
what happened.
So I got it right with the half here now, right? Okay. Or I could have put it over here. Yeah, I could put the 2 there or the 2 there. I don't know. It really doesn't matter. It just changes what the K is, right? I don't know, there is some K there, right? Let me just look at this thing here and remember how this came out. I think what I want to do is I want to put the 2 here this time because that way I won't have to relabel K, okay? Because this time we're not going to use IDSS over VP squared. We're going to use actually a K, and this will make the K right, okay? So they like this way of doing it, whoever did it the first time or whoever decided the standard. So there it is. It's something like that. And this is basically these things right here are these, you can see them, they're parabolas here that are upside down and they kind of go over there. And they're only valid to this, this border region right here. And the border, this is the border. This is BPO over here, or also known as saturation, but I like BPO better. And this is triode, or ohmic. Okay. And the border, the border is given by, make that border a little neater. The border, we can, along the border, we have this, this VGD equals V pinch off. That's what the border is, right? So along the border, just like before, VGD equals V pinch off. In other words, it just pinched it off. Now, the reason I'm doing this thing is because it's actually, this is the way I remember how these things work, okay? I really think this out. You know, this is how I understand them to work. So, you know, don't just think, oh, Froney's up there doing a bunch of algebra. He'll come up with the answer here in a minute, and you guys can just, oh, that's what we need is the equation. It's really, this is how it works, and the how it works is important to me, okay? It's more important than the equation in some ways, okay? So it's the thinking about what happens and the difference between this region and that region, and it's this pinch-off thing that's happening over here that's changing what's going on, right? And we're going to need to understand this pinch-off thing because just like with BJTs, you had these three regions. There was cutoff and active and saturation, right? Well, with these guys, you know, there's ohmic, and there's beyond pinch off, and there's cutoff, okay? So we got three regions here again, and you remember it's very important to make your device in the right region, otherwise you're in trouble, right? And so this idea of thinking about what makes it hop from this region to that region is very important, okay? Not just to come up with the equations for these lines over here or where this border is. That's really an exercise to make me remember what the real thing, the real important thing is right here. It's pinching off right there, right? And this is what determines whether it's beyond pinch off or not, right? If VGD is greater than V pinch off, I mean more negative than V pinch off, then I'm going to be pinched off, right? And if VGD is more negative than V pinch off, VDG is more positive than minus V pinch off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I could write this. This is like VDG, which is VDS minus VGS, okay, is in this case equal to minus V pinch off, okay? That's right at the border, right? And if it's greater than, it's beyond pinch off. If it's less than, it's over an ohmic and tri, okay? So that's what you gotta think about when you're thinking about these things, whether they're beyond pinch off or not, okay? This is kind of like, over here is analogous kind of to saturation with the BJTs, and over here is analogous to active kind of, okay?
So what's at the border? Is that pinch off?
It's right at pinch off, right at the border, right? So that's right at pinch off. Okay, so along the border, that's when this happens, and that's very important. I'm gonna find out what ID is. ID equals K times 2 times, and I wanna graph, I want VDS in this equation. VDS here is ID there, okay? So I'm going to substitute in for what VGS is this time, okay? Because that's going to give me this curve right here, which just looks like a quadratic, I think. Right? That's what it turned out to be in the JFET. So for this time, I'm going to substitute in, get rid of VGS, put in VDS there, and I'm going to substitute in the value of VDS right along the border here for VGS. But in a minute, I'm going to do the opposite thing. I'm going to say, I want to know what these lines are over here. And these things don't depend on BDS. They're flat in BDS, right? So if I do the other thing and get rid of VDS there and keep VGS, I'll find out the equation over here, which is going to be valuable as well, okay? So there's two things we can do at this point. So this is to find the equation of the dotted line. So I'll put the dotted line here, okay? The dotted line is. So what I want to do is I want to get rid of VGS, and I'm going to use this thing right here, right? And that says VGS equals VDS plus V pinch off, right? Okay, so let's try this. So I got 2 times, and this is VDS plus V pinch off. Okay, I'll put another extra parentheses there so you can see this is VGS, right? Did I do that right? I'm grabbing this guy, bringing him over here, grabbing this guy, putting him over there. Okay? And then I've got times VDS.
Oh no, I forgot. A minus. I've got to do minus V pinch off, right? And then I've got times VDS, and then minus VDS squared, right? Okay, so this guy and that guy go away, and I've got VDS squared, two of them minus one of them, which gives me K times VDS squared. Okay, and last time I probably had 2K times VDS squared, because remember I can't think by a factor of 2.
Or K over 2 VDS squared, yeah.
Yeah,
right. I mean, it would have been better if I'd done it the other way over there, probably too, but I didn't remember. We aren't using K over there, so it doesn't really matter. But here, there is no such thing as IDSS, okay? In other words, over here, remember, there was a thing which we could not get any higher than that ID. The IDSS was the highest ID we could possibly do, because if we increased VGS anymore, it would go positive, and then it would have a totally new way of operating the FET. It would be like a forward bias PN junction from the gate to the source and the drain, right? Which would be basically not useful. I mean, we don't want gate current to flow, okay? So this is as high as we care to go. So this IDSS is a very important parameter for JFETs, but MOSFETs don't have that. Notice you can go positive here, right? And so I just need something like this K, and we'll just use the K, okay? So this is ID along the border. This is the border here. This is the border. And notice it's this. It's just K VDS squared. Yeah, it's just a quadratic equation, right? It's about as easy a quadratic equation we could come up with. So now we need to look at beyond pinch off. So let's see what happens. In BPO, what do we have? Well, that's over here, right? So I want an equation for ID. I'm going to say ID is going to equal, and this time I'm going to take this very same equation here, right here, and I'm going to get rid of VDS, because over here it's independent of VDS, right? ID. Maybe I should do this. I just say partial of ID with respect to VDS equals zero. So if we find ID on the border, have it in beyond pinch off, right?
Oh, because that's
yeah. That's the idea. See, I'm going to find it right here at this point right here, and it stays the same over there, so that's the equation I'll use. At that point, and that's what it'll be every point along here, right? If it's in beyond pinch off. So that's what I'm doing here. Now, I guess we can write ID is going to equal K times, and then I have this 2, and then I've got to take this equation right here and solve it for VGS this time, right? So I'm going to put VGS on this side and VP over here, and I get VDS plus VP. No, that's what I just did. I want to solve it for VDS. So this time I'm going to take VDS and put VGS over here, and so I get VDS equals VGS minus V pinch off.
Yes.
So I put in here, I got VGS minus V pinch off, which was there already, that's this term. And now I have to put the VDS, which is also VGS minus V pinch off. Yeah, I could. Yeah, that's true. It would have been easier. So anyway, following Travis's suggestion here, let's just do K times, I'll put VDS squared equals K I'll be at the border here. As K times VGS minus V pinch off squared. There we go. Okay. And so that gives me a nice thing right there. You don't want a K over 2 because a K over 2 is just another constant, right? So here we have what we're after right there. And notice that it's very similar to the JFET. Very similar, right? And so now let's think about the second kind of device. I'm just going to write an enhancement mode. We're going to make an enhancement mode device. MOSFET stands for metal oxide semiconductor field effect transistor, okay? Yeah, metal oxide semiconductor, you can see. Here's the metal oxide semiconductor, right? And it's a field effect transistor because it's the electric field that's, changing the width of this depletion region here, basically. Okay? So an enhancement mode MOSFET, basically, let me just try and draw you one of those. It's very similar to what you see over there. Oh, I guess I need to leave a place for the connector here. Okay, here's the drain. Move that up a little bit. This is the oxide here. This is SiO2. And when the FET gets damaged by static, it basically blows a hole in this oxide here. It basically burns a hole through the oxide, and then you've got a gate to channel short, and it doesn't work anymore. And this is P over here. This is the bulk. And if you look at this, the only difference is there's no channel to start with, right? So in this case, in order to actually induce a channel, you have to put a positive VGS, right? This is the source. And in this case, maybe I should go back here and instead of calling this V pinch off, let's change it to V threshold. Because I think that's what they do in the MOSFET thing, but it's really the same concept here. So I'm going to change all these pinch offs to threshold because it's the threshold of between, where the thing is pinched off and not. And if I change that to V threshold, then it will match what they say in the book here. Did I miss any? One right here. GH. And I should put like VP, right? It's basically the pinch off voltage. So this should be over here, threshold. Let's change it to threshold. Then we can have the same equation for all the MOSFETs. So basically what happens is now we have a threshold voltage that maybe they use V pinch off over there. I'm trying to think. There's a voltage at which we make a channel here, right? Because if you make VGS positive enough, you will attract minority carriers from the bulk material over here, right along the edge of that oxide, right? Yeah. And basically, when you get enough of them along there, there's a kind of a coating of them right along the underside of the oxide, and they will form a conductive channel.
And you can get from the N right through there, all the way through electrons, all the way down to there.
Okay, so electrons are the things that are carrying. These are N-channel devices, the ones I've been drawing here. This is an N-channel. Maybe I should write this N-channel over here. Because you can also make one that's a P-channel just by changing P's and N's everywhere you see them, okay? And then it would change the polarities you would want to put on those things.
So we have the drain up here, and we have the gate here.
And if I was to graph this thing that we came up with right here, it looks like this. Here's VGS. Here's ID. It looks like this. And this is V threshold or V pinch off, whatever you want to call it, right there, right? And this just goes up. Here's zero right here, okay? Does that make sense? That's this K comes VGS minus V threshold squared. That's this equation right here. And the only difference between this guy and this guy is the value of V threshold is positive, right?
So here we have V threshold greater than zero. So it basically the IV characteristic looks the same. So V threshold right here, this is VGS, this is ID, and it just goes up like this.
Okay. Now the nice thing about this enhancement mode device is that it kind of fits more like the BJT, where the gate voltage is somewhere between the source and the drain, right? Over here, the gate voltage was probably more negative than the source, right? More like the JFET. But this one is more like the BJT in that the base was in the middle between the collector and the emitter, right? So the control voltage is kind of in the middle here, which is actually very handy, especially for logic circuits. Because you would want your source to go to ground, right? You'd want your gate voltage to go, you know, between 0 and 5 or 0 and 3.3 to turn the thing on and off, right? This would be kind of unhandy. Not quite as useful, probably. Let me draw you the picture of the schematic here. In this case, we have the gate, which is like this, just like before. And then we have the drain up here. And we show this as a kind of a dashed line here because there's no channel under zero bias. Okay? Over here, there is a channel right down there. There's a channel right there where there's no bias, no VGS. Here, there's no channel there to begin with. So, you know, we put a thing like this. This is the drain. This is the bulk. And here's the source down here. And so we draw it like that. And often, you know, often this thing is connected like this. This is often connected. And, you know, this IV characteristic is basically the same, except you, you know, change this guy. You know, this would be VGS less than V threshold. That's fine, but V threshold would be, instead of less than zero, it's greater than zero, right?
Yeah.
And then this would be a little bit higher VGS and a little bit higher, and it just keeps going up. And eventually, you know, you put a big enough VGS on there, you blow a hole through the oxide or something, right? So you don't want to go above, you know, the maximum, you know, the maximum ratings, but anyway, let's just look at how we might use one of these. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Let's do an example problem of how would we make a driver for your, maybe you've got a relay you'd like to drive with your logic circuit. Kind of like we did with the BJT. Do you remember that? Now, the advantage of this over the BJT is this guy draws no current, right? I mean, actually, he does draw a little bit of current, but it's just enough to charge up the gate to channel capacitance, right? That's it. So there's no steady state draw on this kind of a thing. So if you have a situation where your processor can't put out very much current, then you know, a BJT probably still might work because it'll put out a little bit of current, right? Enough for the base, maybe. But in this case, it doesn't even have to put that much out, right? So this would be even better in some regards than that. So if we had a, let's do an example here. So I'll have this is a processor, an I/O pin, I/O, okay. And before we had to put a resistor in there between the processor pin and the base. Remember that? Well, this time we don't need any resistor, right? We can just go right straight to the gate, and we just put one of these things like this. In fact, it'll work just fine if this is a one of these guys. So we'll just use one of those, and then we'll put the relay up here. Of course, this could be an LED if you wanted, but here's the relay. You know, this guy goes in and out. Click it shut. This is VDD. Because now we're using FETs, right? Feed, drain, drain. And so is this going to work? Well, let's just check it out. What happens when we turn on the processor? If the processor goes high, what's going to happen? The I/O goes high. Okay, so it's going to turn it on. So what's that going to do over here on this thing right here? It's basically going to move it from this, which was the cutoff, right, to one of these guys up here, right? Okay. Now, the relay, you know, has got a little bit of resistance to it, right? And so as you increase the drain current, that's what we're doing, we're moving up those things, right? It's going to lower VDS, right? And pretty soon, you know, hopefully most of the voltage is right across VDD, basically, here. In other words, we went from this guy to this guy to this guy right over here to one of these guys, which is almost no VDS here, right? Okay, which is putting a lot of voltage across the relay, which turns or clicks in the thing, right? So now we're up here, maybe up here somewhere, right about here, and we're drawing a lot of current through the relay, right? And now it's time to turn off the relay, right? So, yeah, right, somebody said boom, right? There goes our FET, and that's really what would happen, so we better fix that, okay? How do we fix that? With what? What was it? How do we fix this? See, what happens is this is an inductor here, right? Well, you could put a parallel capacitor there, but then that would cause a lot of resonance behavior probably, right? But we do need a parallel path. What did we do last time? Do you guys remember? Diode, right? So we put a diode in here, and the diode is going to go like this. And that, what happens is when you open this switch, you got all this current coming down the relay, right? You open this guy right here, and then this gets really positive here because that current can't stop instantly. You know, it's kind of like a locomotive. It's got to keep moving. And so it actually goes back around this way through the diode now, right? Because this voltage gets higher than that one. But normally this diode would be closed. Now, you also have to realize that there is this diode right here, right? There is a diode. There's a PN diode here, right? And sometimes people actually emphasize it by writing this thing like this, right? There is a diode right there. But that diode wouldn't help you in this case, right? In other words, you know, you got this current, it's going backwards through that diode. Won't help, okay? But sometimes if I was to In some circumstances, like if this guy was up on top or something, right, then that diode might help me. You know, it depends on what's going. So you can always remember this diode is there, and sometimes they draw it in the schematic, and most of the time they don't. But remember, it's there, right? I mean, you can see the diode here to here, but there's also one from drain, right? Drain down to the bulk, right? And the reason this goes to the source is because this bulk and the source are connected together, right? Yeah. Right? You got that? Okay. Any questions? Okay, good. Well, good job on the exam to most of you guys. It was really good for a lot of you guys. And thanks for doing your best. That was excellent.